Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, we're joined now by a veteran film and television actress. Amy Hill stars in Amazon's new family series, Just Add Magic. She's a veteran of television, 30-year career. And you can check a lot of the movies, though. We don't have time to go through it. 50 Dates, Cheaper by the Dozen, and Dr. Seuss is the Cat in the Hat, television appearances, Curb Your Enthusiasm, my all-time favorite. Welcome. Great to have you on.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be on with you.
Yeah, please tell us what we're going to see in this new series and what it's based upon.
Well, it's called Just Add Magic. It's on Amazon Prime, and it's based on a book called Just Add Magic by Cindy Callahan. It's a young adult show, but I think it's, you know, you could skew younger, maybe six. But it's also a great show for the family because it's not like a Disney or a Nickelodeon show, not to be disparaging about that, but it's more in the spirit of Harry Potter or something where it's, it's like live action, not dumbing down at all. It's really fun and interesting. It's about these three girls that find a magical cookbook that could possibly lift a spell that they think their grandmother is under. And I'm part of the older group of friends that also had access to that magical book, and we find that as they go through the different recipes, they sort of wreak havoc on the family and the friends and the whole city that they live in. And it's fun,
Amy,
and interesting. It has a lot of life lessons in it.
Amy, how do we see this? Where can we see it, and how often will it be
Amazon
run?
Amazon Prime, which is, you know, the new hot streaming world. You know, before Amazon Prime was just, you know, you get free 2-day shipping, and but now you can get videos on demand, streaming. You can also, what's great is, like, I think it's different from Netflix. You can't, you know, order things on Netflix. You have to, anyway. But on Amazon, you can rent movies if they're not available free. But with Amazon Prime, you can get movies free, you can rent them, you can, you know, order them and own them as well. But you know, you also have streaming music, you have a lot of privileges with Amazon Prime membership. And it's only $99 a year, which is similar to what Netflix is, but you get a ton more stuff. And they have a lot of original programming like Transparent, which is one of my favorite shows, which is not a kid's show. But it's really wonderful.
Amy, how do you rank this in terms of what you're doing in your career, and will you continue to do television and movies?
I will continue to do television and movies. My life is great because I can do it all. Everything is still doable, I just love this. This is probably, if we get picked up, it'll probably do another two seasons, and we'll shoot them right away because the girls are getting older. And, I already have a few other things that are sitting and waiting for me to do. So, my career is fine. I'm happy, varied, wonderful. But this is a really great moment right now because I love, love, love this show. And I'm hoping it gets picked up. I love working.
Have you got a website? Have you got a website you can give out?
I'm on Facebook. Amy Hill Actor has a Facebook page. My website, it's because I have to make it myself, I guess. I have to hire somebody. I need an assistant. I need somebody else to do these things. Because my agent and manager would love me to have a website. But on IMDb, I have a IMDb Pro, so they can look at my stuff that I'm doing on IMDb.
Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us, Amy Hill. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
All right, that was Amy Hill, and I hope you enjoy that upcoming program. We are back. I want to make a couple of comments before I bring on my two guests in the latter half of the show. Number one, Dr. Morris Poole from the American Association of Orthodontists. We're going to have on Steve Levine. His book is Powerhouse. And then we will have two distinguished guests, or one, but certainly something you won't want to miss, and that's identity theft. So we got a lot coming up. The comment I wanted to make was that we are we're guided and led by a police state. There's no doubt about it. I want to just get to two quick topics because I don't have much time. Number one, there's word out, as I've been mentioning every day, with the Justice Department, the State Department, and the FBI under the thumb of Barack Obama. James Comey may quit as the head of the FBI because of his bipartisan approach to handling his job. It's not political, and I commend him. I hope he sticks to his guns on this one because Loretta Lynch will not go ahead with an indictment. I mean, I'd be shocked if she did. And rumor is James Comey will walk, and a number of other proud FBI employees will quit on the job as well. And be interesting to see how that plays out. The other part of it is Donald Trump and Fox. In terms of the debate, I'm not really happy with Fox's stance. I understand the position from both sides. They're going to lose a lot of money with Trump walking out. See, he doesn't need it. He'll devote and raise money for Wounded Warriors, which to me is maybe one of the most important organizations and the best place to give money in the United States. I'm not telling you who to contribute to. But Fox, by not buckling on Megyn Kelly, I can understand that. That would make them look bad. But sending out a Twitter with the tremendous insults leveled at Donald Trump, it's just, to me, it's unthinkable. It's unimaginable. And Trump now wants to deal with Rupert Murdoch, the owner, and Roger Ailes' boss. Don't you wish, listening to this, you were in a position to have this kind of leverage? They need Trump because he's the only one garnering attention every single day. On the other hand, they now have to find a way to save face. And those who've listened to me for years know that my sentiments lie with Fox more than the other networks. However, I must say that in the past year or so, I've become very disenchanted with Fox. They're moving too far to the left. I don't know whether it's pressure from advertisers. I understand the hosts have a pony in the race here, and they, in a sense, have to band. I don't know what their true disposition is. I can just tell you Juan Williams must be feeling more and more at home. That leaves me with Kimberly Guilfoyle, Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, and Sean Hannity as at least and Cavuto as the only true observers of the conservative right. And I think this is an opportune time for another network to step up, a true conservative network, maybe Conservative Review, headed by Mark Levin and other responsible people who want to preserve our Constitution, can jump in and start it. So am I angry with Fox? Yes. Is it a matter of choice, like I always say it is? Yes. And the other networks are absolutely flat-out horrific all the time. So it's really an interesting quagmire that we're faced with. But my sentiments are still with Fox, with the exception of a couple of shows. But the landscape is changing in America, and it's changing fast as we have gone from a constitutional republic. We've never been a democracy as we move from a constitutional republic to a police state. And it is it's a frightening experience that I hope will be curtailed. And I am in negotiations, negotiations of sorts here, to try to get Donald Trump. I received another email from his office this morning, and as well as Ted Cruz's office. So I'll keep you posted on that. I know I said that at the beginning of the week, but that process continues. And all I can say is as I think of a great interview I had and a great project, I love the terminology, stay tuned, because there's so much coming up ahead. We've got a really busy day here, and we will resume right after these messages.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Biz Talk Radio. Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Michael Savage, and I want to thank Stu Taylor for having interviewed me regarding my new book, Trickle Up Poverty.
All right, we're back, and boy, I'll tell you, mental health and dental health go together. I just thought of that. There must be some great slogan, and we're going to have the president of the American Association of Orthodontists, which is founded in 1900. I'll let our distinguished guest talk just a little about it. His name is Dr. Morris N. Poole, and as I mentioned, he is the president. And a welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on to talk about such an important subject.
Thank you, Stu.
I'd like you to talk just a little bit, just briefly here about, rather than have me do it, you can talk about just briefly what the American Association of Orthodontists does and what you are looking to do right now to provide pro bono care nationwide to qualified patients.
I'd be happy to. The American Association of Orthodontists is an association that's headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri. It has over 90% of the orthodontists in the United States and Canada who are members of that association, and we saw a need for some access to care for those who were unable either financially or due to other circumstances to have or obtain orthodontic care. And so we started a foundation called Donated Orthodontic Services, and Donated Orthodontic Services has been in existence now for about 6-7 years, and we have wanted. It started out in 5 states, and then it's gone to 9 states, and now we'd like to let people know that it's available nationally.
How many people are covered, and what are the criteria in order to get covered?
Well, it's a financial need or a need that they may have due to access. So if someone lives out and away or is unable to find an orthodontist, we would help them find that orthodontist. And then financially, if they're unable to pay, we would get that work done at no cost or very little cost on their part.
How many are eligible and what states have it now, and what are your plans for expansion?
Okay. Expansion is now going throughout the United States, and it's done through Dental Lifeline Network. That's a foundation that screens people for needs, dental needs. And so through that, you find patients, and then once patients are found, and they can go online with mylifemysmile.org, which is a website where they can go in and find the application. They go in and fill that out. Once it's filled out, then they are put into the system, and Dental Lifeline Network goes through the screening process, and then if they are eligible, they will find them an orthodontist somewhere in the United States or Canada.
Dr. Poole, could you just outline in a comprehensive way what your services include in terms of dental treatment? Because there are so many areas of specialization.
Right. This would be for orthodontics only. The other dental needs will be taken through Dental Lifeline Network, will be taken care of by general dentists. But orthodontics, donated orthodontic services, will be orthodontists doing orthodontics for patients that are in need. and are financially unable to pay for the care that they may need. So it's very important to realize that there are patients throughout the United States that have orthodontic needs. Now, orthodontics is often thought of as a cosmetic thing, but there are needs due to bite, due to function, due to growth patterns, due to craniofacial anomalies, cleft lip, cleft palates, things of that nature that need to be taken care of to make those patients functional and be part of society so that they are not ridiculed in some way.
Right. I'm not trying to be a poster child for dental care, but I make sure I go for cleanings every 4 months. And I know we're not talking about cleanings here, talking about treatment of teeth and jaw attention. And I think people should be aware, doctor, of the serious problems that can result be a result of not having the appropriate dental care. A lot of people think, hey, it's not a big deal.
Right. In fact, it's one of the dental decay is the most common disease among humankind. That's why we really need those dental checkups and things. But most of all, when you go to your dentist, if he says there's a need for orthodontic care or you see a need as a parent for your child or as a parent as an adult, it's important that they look at moving the teeth so that they function properly and work properly, as well as having that healthy, beautiful smile that they may want. But when a child is bullied because they have protrusive front teeth or made fun of in some way, that's a serious thing in that child's life. And as orthodontists, we want to be a part of helping that child out, especially in a case where it is unaffordable for that parent. Now, in other cases, the parent may say, we can afford it, but how do we go about it? Just see an orthodontist.
Now, what kind of strain is this going to put on the system here? I mean, we talk about our entitlements now without you getting into Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Talk about the state-funded programs such as Medicaid and how much of a part it'll play in it.
Well, the reason that donated orthodontic services is there is, in many cases, Medicaid does not cover orthodontic services in many states because it's financially not able to meet the orthodontic costs. And so that's why, as orthodontists, we felt pro bono work on the part of the orthodontist solving the access to care problem becomes much more important and is something that, as orthodontists, we can do. If each year we see one or two or three patients that we treat at no cost to that patient, that is something that we feel we can help out society and the system in such a way that it's no burden on the federal systems.
All right, I want people to go to the website, mylifemysmile.org. Easy to remember. There are states with I'm sorry, go ahead. There are more than two pro bono programs. Can families apply for more than one at a time?
They can. If they have two or three children, they could, if that is a need. But it's really for those who financially cannot afford the orthodontic care and need it. That's who it's for, and that's who we would like to help. Like in the past, I've helped Native Americans who had a need, who are foster children in a school system. We all, as orthodontists, want to help the system. We're not trying to create another federal program, or we're not trying to go after money that government might pile here somewhere. We, as orthodontists, feel that it's our responsibility as practitioners to provide a service for those who can't afford it in some way.
Got about 15 seconds to go, 20 seconds. I'd love to have a concluding statement from you, maybe in terms of what we haven't covered.
Well, I think it's important to realize that we have the opportunity, as people who need care, take the opportunity to go to mysmile.org, make an application, and let's get those people treated that really need the care.
All right, important message. Dr. Morris Poole, president of the American Association of Orthodontists, thank you so much for the valuable information today. We'll return.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570,
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
All right, we are rejoined. We're just talking with our next guest here about the... What a great book. What a tremendous cover. You know, you pick it up, and right away you're brought into it. His name is Steve Levine. It's spelled L-E-V-I-N-E. He's a Washington correspondent for Quartz Magazine. Writes about geopolitics of energy and technology. And he is also an adjunct professor at Georgetown, and where my son-in-law proudly graduated. His profile is extensive, but I want to utilize the time to have him talk about his new book. He is the author of The Oil and the Glory. I love this subject because it's so important. He has now got this new book out, Powerhouse, America, China, and the Great Battery War. And it is published in paperback by Penguin Books. And welcome. Nice to have you on, Steve.
Thanks, Stu. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, tell us about the origin of the book, and then we can get into this great conversation about where we're going with energy.
Sure. Well, about 5 years ago or so, it was really around 2010, we were coming out of the financial crash. And you may have recalled at that time there were a lot of doubts in the United States and around the world. How were we going to create new economies that could make our country thrive, keep our place geopolitically, and so on, create jobs? And what I noticed was that a lot of people and leaders in the United States and around the world, in China, Japan, and Europe, were agreeing that the next big thing was going to be batteries and electric cars. And this struck a lot of important points. It spoke about the future. It was technology. It was new industries. It was a way to attack climate change. And for me, where I look at geopolitics, I could see that when new industries are created, gigantic new industries, and the numbers tossed around were in the tens of billions of dollars, these are numbers that can drive entire economies. And so I decided this was a subject that I wanted to tackle. I wanted to get inside a lab with some researchers who were trying to make this big leap, who were trying to make the United States the winner in this race. And the result is the book.
Just a commentary here. Alternative energy, the aggressive program for to control our climate, and I won't take a position on that. I won't get into that. I'm on the right on that issue. I think it's a political football. Solar panels. So much of what Barack Obama has done, number one, has just been a fiasco. Now, I'm not against this for the future, but I don't think we're ready. For example, I don't like turning on these lousy lights and waiting 5 minutes for them to lighten up. I also look... And I'm kind of making this a multiple approach. I also look at the industry of precious minerals and mining, and I see a lot of these companies that were on the precipice of gaining a lot of shareholder interest and progress on lithium batteries. Everything seems to be at a standstill. Where are we at in this race? Where are we at?
You raise very good points. I don't mind at all when I meet and talk to contrarians, and it sounds like you are one.
Yes,
great.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and let's speak specifically. There are a lot of points you raise, but specifically about where batteries are and where electric cars are. You're right. The government, Obama, got behind electric cars and batteries. He declared that that China and Japan, South Korea, should not own those industries. And no lithium-ion batteries at that time were made in the United States. All of them were made in Asia. And so he put $2 billion behind the construction of battery factories in the United States. Industry got behind that too. All right, so you're talking to 2009, 2010. The Volt, the Leaf, Tesla, these cars got a lot of attention. They're not huge sellers, right? So the big selling cars like the Ford 150 truck, these sell 500,000 and a million units per year. When you're talking about the Volt, it's selling 20,000 cars a year. It's a decimal point. This is the beginning of the traditional technological curve. If you look at the time that smartphones were invented, when tablets were invented, when the transistor came out, there's about a 30-35 year curve of going through just this sort of an experience. And right now, this year is the start of the next stage. The next generation, the GM Bolt, the all electric Chevy Bolt, will be out at the end of this year. It was unveiled 3 weeks ago in Las Vegas. It's a mainstream price car. It goes 200 miles. It'll cost $30,000. And so this period of time, that 2016 to 2019, is stage two in this race. And China, by the way, China and South Korea and Japan are all in their second stage in this race too. The question will be, as all the mainstream car makers come out with these new vehicles now, including Tesla in March with its Model 3, which will also cost $35,000 and go 200 miles, will people buy them? This is a question mark. But what I will say is that the race itself is real. Whether they actually crack the mainstream, that's the question.
Well, I think you hit it, and I'm certainly for any long-term programs in energy and elsewhere in technology that will improve this country. But you pretty much picked up on where I was going. I don't know what was the Prius. I don't know, because I don't really I there's no way I buy an electric car. The high cost, the fact that you've got to find places to charge it, and the fact that it doesn't get a lot of mileage. Now you're talking about 30 grand. The numbers I had heard were 40 grand. You're talking about 200 miles, which is substantially greater than I've heard. Are you saying that just in the past year or two, there's that much progress made?
Yeah. So the numbers that I'm citing here are they're real numbers. GM did unveil this car. It's ready 3 weeks ago at CES, the convention in Las Vegas, the electronic show. So what's happened is that battery researchers themselves are in a very doubtful stage about what they can accomplish at this moment. Their feeling is that they need more time. Something needs to come on to the radar screen. They're hard at work at the basic research. Meanwhile, the car makers themselves, because really of Tesla Motors, Elon Musk has shaken them up and made them think they're going to miss out, that electrics really could take off. They have taken the bull by the horns, and they've created this next stage on the factory floor, engineering. And so LG Chem, which is a South Korean company, has been at the forefront of this. They, LG Chem, is the battery, is their battery is inside the Bolt. Ford has bought it. It's also in the German car makers' cars. And this battery will take a car 200 miles, and the pricing, you know, they don't reveal publicly. Battery makers don't reveal publicly what the batteries cost. But what they do say is it allows for a car going 200 miles that can cost around $30,000 or $35,000.
All right, I just want you, in a minute or so we have left here, just briefly an overview of the book. You talk about Jeff Chamberlain, the inventors. I guess that was bad timing on my part, but it was more interesting to listen to what you had to say about this industry. And I recommend this book to people, Powerhouse, America, China, and the Great Battery War, Penguin. Steve Levine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you again, Stu.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068. If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund.
Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hey, this is Alan Dershowitz, and boy, did I just have a treat. I spent an hour with Sue Taylor on business. We weren't talking only about business. We were talking about life and philosophy and schmoozing. What a great talk show. Now, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the talk shows that one listens to these days, but Sue Taylor really knows how to ask a question, and I really had a good time.
Jennifer is joining us. She is a master tax advisor for H&R Block, such a respected firm, and I'm not putting in a plug for them, but they really are. They've got a great reputation. She's been with H&R Block now for 10 years, and she is also a virtual and income tax course instructor for the company. So she's well qualified to talk about what we're going to talk about today, which is identity theft, but her specialties include home ownership, retirement, charitable giving, and tax planning. Jennifer, welcome. Nice to have you on board.
Thank you so much for having me.
I have never been a victim of identity theft, thankfully, but I will tell you, it kind of scares the dickens out of me to think about it and the consequences, how it could ruin people's lives. How big a problem is this, and what are your suggestions for avoiding it?
Yes, unfortunately, tax refund fraud is on the rise, and the best advice that we can give to taxpayers is to file their tax return early. We also, you know, so as soon as you get your documents, the best thing to do is go ahead and file. We also recommend that people know and realize and are cognizant of the fact that the IRS will not call or email you in regards to your personal tax information. So definitely safeguard your personal information for sure, and know that they will not call or email you to delete those phone calls and emails.
How many people are affected by this? How many people, what are the numbers? And you hear, I'm not going to give anybody some plugs, but there are a number of companies out there that offer protection. Is it wise to go to these companies? So first, how many people have been victims?
Well, we have seen that there have been over 3 million victims since 2010 with tax identity theft, and we do have a product called Tax Identity Shield, which helps to protect people who are eligible. We also have the ability to help with restoration services, which can be a very long, drawn-out process. It could be months. But we would have someone personally work with you to help restore your identity if you have any issues. And that's one thing that we do offer here at H&R Block. We have that Tax Identity Shield. If people want more information about that, they can visit hrblock.com or talk to a tax professional.
There are legal ways to do a thing, and I never do things, and I never recommend anything that isn't legal. But if there are legal ways to do it, you can file your taxes late, for example. You just go through the appropriate process, keep your records great. But what are the penalties for taxpayers without health insurance, and how can they avoid being penalized if they don't have insurance? And that's going to be a bigger and bigger problem.
Yes. So essentially, for taxpayers without health insurance, the penalty has basically doubled this year. So a family of four making about $60,000 during the year could face this year a penalty of up to $1,000, and that's expected to double for next tax season. So fortunately, if you're like experiencing a hardship or something to that effect, there could be a potential exemption for you. But if you want to learn more about exemptions so that you can avoid that penalty, you should definitely speak to a tax professional, and they can walk you through that process, because there's a number of exemptions that you could potentially qualify for to help you avoid that tax penalty.
Is there a time that's better than other times to file that'll help prevent fraud?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, the best advice, again, is for taxpayers to file their tax return early. On average, the average refund is about $3,000. So for taxpayers who are getting a refund, so not only are you able to get your refund sooner, but you're also able to avoid, tax identity theft. So as soon as you have your documentation, it's a good idea to come in and file your tax return.
All right. I want you to talk about something that may raise some eyebrows out there regarding tips for the tax season. And there's an opportunity for some money to be won. Talk about that and how people enter the sweepstakes.
Yes, H&R Block is starting off refund season in a huge way this year. Essentially, we're putting the fun back in refunds season. We're giving $1,000 away to 1,000 clients every day. So 1,000 clients winning $1,000 every day between now and February 15th. Essentially, if people want to learn more about that, they can go to hrblock.com/grand or hashtag my grand plan. That's $1 million a day, and we've already had winners in all 50 states.
All right, that's great. That should be incentive for people not only to win money, but more importantly, to get educated. Somebody out there listening is probably thinking, well, what steps do I take? I've gotten some great information here, but is there a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-step process to go to guard against tax identity theft fraud?
As far as...
It's just some precautions people should take in addition to what you've talked about.
Well, always make sure you use secure websites in regards to protecting yourself with any forms of identity, tax identity fraud. Make sure that you have secure passwords and use only trusted websites. So those are just some more tips in regards to tax identity theft protection and protecting yourself. You can also visit hrblock.com for more great tips on how to protect your tax identity.
Jennifer, I think of a virus, it morphs every time we find a solution, how to attack it, it morphs into something else. This is just the nature of, it's the nature of the way things are. Are there new parameters of advice in 2016 that you would give that perhaps you haven't given in past years? And I don't know if the correlation even holds. Should there be anything different that people do this year than last year, since our tax code, unfortunately, is the same?
Well, yeah, there's been some items that have been extended. If you want to look into the items, the tax return items that have been extended into this year, you can speak to a tax professional again. But, every year people have life changes. So you might have a child that's going to college or coming back from college. You might have a new baby. You might be going to college yourself. You might want to know how that affects your tax return. So the best advice that I can give to people, if you have life changes that you feel like can affect your tax situation, see a tax professional so that you can get the help that you need there. So even though the tax laws themselves, may not have evolved or changed too much, we had the Affordable Care Act change, everyone has life changes. So when you have a life change happen and you feel like it may affect your tax situation, go ahead and speak to a tax professional.
All right. This is a very valuable segment for people. Identity theft and health insurance penalties, growing concerns for taxpayers. And we've had the expert advice from Jennifer Owen, a master tax advisor for H&R Block. Jennifer, thank you very much for providing this information, which is a little unsettling, but we have to figure out what to do to ensure our safety and security. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you much.
All right, this is Stu Taylor. See you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.